This is the Texas Standard. I'm Emily Donahue, filling in for David Brown. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is on his third official international trip since he was sworn into office last January. In Jerusalem yesterday, Abbott met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This was supposed to be all about promoting business ties abroad, but then came the U.S.-Iran prisoner swap and the end to nuclear sanctions. Some are questioning what developments mean for the governor's agenda. Jeremy Suri is one. He joins me from the LBJ School of Public Affairs and Policy at UT Austin. Professor Suri, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure to be here.
So Governor Abbott's trip has been planned for some time, but it seems his message changed somewhat from business to politics while he was there.
Absolutely. This is a trip where he made some, the governor did some pretty important statements about international policy, the biggest one being that he believes despite the policy of the U.S. government, Texas should divest and maintain any limitations can on sending resources and working with companies and individuals from Iran. The U.S. government has lifted its sanctions on Iran. He wants to impose, in a sense, virtual sanctions from Texas on Iran.
And is that a big deal?
It's a very big deal because, of course, Texas is a major part of the American economy, and particularly the area of oil and gas is one that the Iranians work in as well. And so this could potentially limit Iranian access to American know-how and technology and engineering for gas and oil exploration.
But do governors from other states think that they could hold court in foreign policy arenas like Abbott's doing right now?
No, generally governors try to avoid political statements when they travel abroad because their genuine mission is usually to open business opportunities. And these kinds of political statements can impinge upon business opportunities for the state. So generally, international trips tend to be less political, but this was a clear exception to that.
So this business trip turned into a political trip, which may or may not have effect on business in the state. And yet some are saying that the governor, since he recently issued a call for a constitutional convention more than, you know, a week ago, is laying the groundwork for an eventual presidential run. Does it look like this?
I'm not sure. I think he's definitely trying to fend off attackers from the right and trying to make sure that the lieutenant governor does not become a challenger to him in the state. I think Governor Abbott is seen as a moderate by many Republicans. Whether he is or isn't is a debatable point, but he's seen as a moderate, and he fears that the Republican Party in the state is, for the short run, dominated by people who have far-right views on Israel and many other issues, and so I think he's appealing to them. I don't see a presidential run yet.
So let's talk a little broader than the Texas politics. What effect does his rhetoric, or could his rhetoric, have on U.S. relations with Iran? Iran, even while it was announcing the swap and the end of sanctions, also took an opportunity to sort of call out Zionists and America, saying that they're both fomenting disruption in the Middle East.
So I think there are three effects of his rhetoric that are relevant for us. I mean, first of all, it makes it more difficult for people in Texas who want to do business with Iran to do business with Iran. So it has a real effect right there. That's the most immediate effect for our listeners and others out there. Second area where it has an effect is it contributes to this ongoing debate within our society as to whether the president's policy on Iran is the correct one. And this certainly contributes to the detractors, which makes it a little more difficult to implement that policy. One way of looking at it is that we have an agreement between some leaders in Iran and some leaders in the U.S., and we have a lot of criticism of that agreement in both societies. This contributes to what we might call the politicization of that agreement. And the third thing it does is I think it raises the temperature on what is already a big debate about whether the United States should remain as close to Israel as it has been in its policy, and also our relations with Muslim societies. And so there's a racial and religious element to this that's been most explicitly put on the table by candidate Donald Trump. And I think Governor Abbott's statements give, unfortunately, some more weight to some of the things Trump has been saying, some of the anti-Muslim comments Trump has been making.
Well, and yet our current president, Obama, and Netanyahu, they don't seem to have a warm relationship either.
No, they don't. And Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, has continued to criticize the deal with Iran and has said that Israel will be a watchdog over this agreement. So certainly Abbott's statements contribute to a continuing rift between the Israeli leadership and the American president. Imagine if you were president of the United States and you had governors and members of Congress going over and criticizing you in Israel. You would not be happy about that. You would not be happy when the prime minister meets with those individuals and encourages that criticism. So this certainly contributes to a further rift between the U.S. and Israel.
Jeremy Suri, professor at the LBJ School, thank you so much for your insight today.
My pleasure.